USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Illegal immigrant Christian Rivera is charged with first-degree murder in the death of college student Molly Tibbetts, who disappeared during a jog in 2018 from Brooklyn, Iowa. Jury selection is now underway. The trial had been delayed due to COVID-19 pandemic and was moved to a different county at the request of defense attorneys. Israeli airstrikes killed at least 6 people across the Gaza Strip and destroyed a home early Wednesday. The military said it widened its strikes on militant targets in the Palestinian territory to hinder continuing rocket fire from the terrorist organization Hamas, aimed at Israeli civilians. The California Highway Patrol is reporting authorities are seeing a rise in BB gun shootings on Southern California freeways. More than 24 incidents involving shattered windows on freeways have occurred in Orange, Riverside, and South Los Angeles counties during the past several weeks. CHP Border Division Assistant Chief Donald Goodbrand said Tuesday they're on the lookout. USA Radio News.
I'm hungry. Let's eat.
Beans again.
Did somebody say hungry? Pistol Pete's Jerky at PistolPete'sJerky.com. A herd of delicious flavors. Spring Bronco busting hunger. Lasso up your order at PistolPete'sJerky.com.
Thanks, Pistol Pete.
I made it myself. PistolPete'sJerky.com. Tell them Pete sent you.
PistolPete'sJerky.com is the official beef jerky of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. When you place your order, you'll receive 2 free U.S. Constitutions and a U.S. flag sticker. One Constitution for you to read cover to cover and the second to pass on to your friends, family, or loved ones. Go to PistolPete'sJerky.com and use discount code CGR to get an additional 10% off. PistolPete'sJerky.com and place your order today.
The Jerusalem Prayer Group claims Facebook was duped when they shut down a pro-Israeli page that reportedly had millions of followers. Jerusalem Prayer Group founder Mike Evans claims that critics targeted the site by posting more than 1 million comments, then reporting they had never posted to the site. Mr. Evans says it was a very clever, deceptive plan by Islamic radicals. Would you get the COVID-19 vaccine for $1 million? In Ohio, that's a reality. Dan Naraki with the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
1 week after announcing a weekly $1 million drawing for vaccinated Ohioans, Governor Mike DeWine says the state is setting records for getting shots in arms. Last Friday saw the highest vaccination day in 3 weeks, with an increase in people aged 30 to 74 getting vaccinated of 6% since the lottery's announcement. Starting May 26th and running for 5 weeks, a $1 million prize will be awarded to one Ohioan who has received at least one dose of COVID vaccine.
The $1 million vaccine lottery will go on for several weeks. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Several members of the New York Yankees baseball organization have come down with COVID-19. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
9 members of Major League Baseball's New York Yankees who are vaccinated have tested positive for COVID with breakthrough infections. Yankees manager Aaron Boone saying everyone that's tested positive is doing quite well. 7 of the infected members are asymptomatic and 2 have mild symptoms. All the members who tested positive received the Johnson & Johnson single-dose COVID-19 vaccine on April 7th. Regarding the effectiveness of one vaccine versus another, Dr. John Torres tells NBC's Today Show,
"The bottom line is, looking at the hospitalizations and deaths from COVID, they're all equally effective at preventing that, which is, at the end of the day, the end point we're looking at, making sure people don't get sick. But when you look at the effectiveness of preventing you from the virus getting in your body and multiplying maybe a little bit enough to get you positive on a test, or maybe mild symptoms, they can differ a little bit there. But the main point to remember is you want to prevent the spread and you want to prevent getting sick from coronavirus, and that's what the vaccines do across the board, all 3 of them. And so all 3 of them are very, very effective."
All 3 vaccines were created in record time under the government's Operation Warp Speed. A $1 billion Space Force satellite to support U.S. military missile defense systems launched into orbit from Cape Canaveral, Florida, Tuesday. The satellites will give the United States and allied forces early warning of any missile launches from around the world. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.